Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Biden just revoked a Trump executive order. You know, it may not have occurred to everybody, but Trump sat there in a fever the last couple of days he was president, and he just wrote these executive orders. He'd get a crazy idea. He would tell his secretary, they'd type it up, and he'd sign the darn thing. And it has the force of law, unless it's overturned by Congress, but it has to be overturned a very brief period of time, and there's a lot of weird things. Well, one that he turned over, I mean, of all the weird things, here's one he revoked. This is great. Trump had signed an executive order to build a sculpture garden at the base of Mount Rushmore with a head bus of people he wanted to put there. And it was absolutely bizarre. I mean, where he came up with some of these people. He put Ty Cobb in there, but he didn't put Babe Ruth or Hank Aaron, Willie Mays, Joe DiMaggio, Mickey Mantle. Ty Cobb, okay. I mean, Ty Cobb was a great baseball player. He's a peculiar guy individually. But he'd also put people in there who were really questionable characters. Now, that's not a hard thing to overturn. When you think about it, it's not a hard thing to overturn. But that could get lost in the shuffle. Look what Biden has to put up with, what he has to deal with. And fortunately, it did not get caught lost in the shuffle. And he's revoked it. So there will not be a sculpture garden. You don't want weirdos in a sculpture garden. You don't want a guy like Trump putting up a sculpture garden at Mount Rushmore and trying to give it some status. You do not want that. You can't have that. Glad to see it. The lines are really lighted up. We're going to get us to as many people as we can before the break, and then afterwards we'll go right to them. We'll start with Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jean?
Well, I think that Marjorie Taylor Greene really needs to be committed for an in-depth psychological evaluation and maybe locked up for her own safety and the safety of others.
She's crazy.
Yes. And believe you me, I worked in the mental health field, and she needs to be watched, and she is a threat. Okay, another thing, too, is, you know, I got to say, I am not going to look at Republicans as fearful of Trump any longer, because they are grown people. They know what the heck they're doing, and they signed on for this operation. They get big bucks from their sponsors for doing things against the people, and I do not think for one minute that these guys are scared or they would leave. They can go to the police or the FBI if they're being threatened. I don't think so. And the way that they are so comfortable, I am so sick of them going after Democrats, blaming the Democrats for every rotten thing that they do, when they're really trying to work for the people and get our country straightened out. You know, they always make a mess, and then the Democrats have to come in with a big mess and try to straighten it out. And in the meantime, they fight like cats and dogs just to prevent our country from healing. And it's just, I mean, I watched that hearing on the insurrection that they did, and I couldn't believe those Republicans. I have to tell you that sometimes I just have to hit the mute button, because they make me so sick to my stomach that I'm ready to vomit, because they're so gross and ridiculous. I mean, these people need to be voted out. And anybody that supports them really needs to have a psychological evaluation, like Marjorie Taylor Greene. She is something else. I mean, these guys are bad, man. I've never in my life, and I'm 66, and I've been paying attention, watching live, you know, our government for many years, but I have never seen the outrageous behavior and the lies and the idiocracy that they're doing right now, Matt. That it's beyond belief. It's like we're living in la la land with these nut jobs, what they're doing. So anyway, I just had to give my 2 cents worth.
That was eloquent. I always love it when you call. You nailed it. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and you've worked in the mental health business. I have not, but I think she is disturbed. Who was obsesses about, you know, a colleague wearing a diaper? I mean, that's sort of weird. Trump would do that, but not Marjorie Taylor Greene, and then harassing people. And you're right on the money. You know, when these people, Liz Cheney said these people feared their lives, they could have gotten security. The FEC, the Federal Election Commission, has passed a rule that you can use campaign funds to pay for security. And a lot of them have what they call a body man. It could be a woman too, but somebody who's with them all the time and accompanies them, and you know, through airports and all that. I think you're right. I think that it's not so much physical fear, although Liz Cheney's insight on that has to be considered, but largely it's their donors and some of their mouthiest supporters, and they're taking the easy way out. And frankly, a lot of them believe the stuff. Okay, Gomer, Gossert, Gates, Matt Gates, Gymnasium Jim, GYM, Jordan, Nunez, all these people, they're a big part of this. Mo Brooks, they love it. So Jane, as always, keep them honest. Thanks for calling in. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Morning, Matt. As always, thank you for taking my call. Jeannie, as you would say, hit the nail on the head. Nice call. One thing about being scared, almost everybody has a gun, automatic weapons and everything else, and there's no background checks that I'm aware of. So if I was them with the Trump people running around, I'd probably be scared myself. But if you are, you should get out of office. And Trump, he's bizarro world himself. I don't know how anybody could support that anymore. But thank you, Jeannie. Nice call. Thanks for taking my call again, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Yeah, I think that that's right. I mean, I think that you have to stand up for what's right. There are varying degrees of security. The president of the United States has the most security. Then, of course, the vice president and the cabinet, legislative leaders, former presidents do too. You know, they get security for life. Trump has security for life. So Jimmy Carter has security for life. Clinton, George H.W. Bush did till he passed away. George W. Bush does. So that's the way that stands. But there's so many strange vigilantes around there. I think we have to tone down the violent talk in society. We got to tone it down. We got to say, hey, look, we believe in the First Amendment and people having their say. And even if you don't agree with them, you don't attack them physically or berate them. We believe in the separation of church and state. We believe in people keeping a lot of things private and then having very genteel relationships with one another. The thing that set this off, the thing that really set it off back some time ago is Newt Gingrich, who politicized and weaponized speech to simply attack the other side. But that was a while ago. But then you have Trump. Trump saying that the Second Amendment people should take care of Hillary Clinton, her bodyguard should be disarmed. Inciting violence at his own rallies. Remember, he said something like, go at it and I'll pay the legal fees when you're arrested. Remember that? That's what he did. He started it, and now it has gotten out of control. He started it. So what do you do with that? Well, Biden is a moment of sanity in our politics, and there are moments of sanity on the other side. Liz Cheney is, Mitt Romney is, there are a couple of others. But can they make it in the Republican Party? Right now, there's a civil war in the Republican Party, and the jury is still out. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.